When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. So before we dive into all things, is there a problem over there, Easton?
I'm moving some metal straws.
Moving metal straws. Easton, can you fix your mic so it's by your mouth and I don't freak out?
Sorry.
Because I'm the boss of this podcast. You guys are just the co-hosts. I've got my co-hosts. Easton, you can't quit. Easton, you can only get fired from this job. No one can quit. Only firings happen. Oh. And Jessica Wolta.
Hello.
So we did the Howie podcast that we talked about last week, and no shocker here, we needed more editing time. And I think what's going to happen is it's going to have to be two parts.
Oh, that's fun, though. I like that.
It's fun, but it's going to be like, there's going to be kind of a, not a lull, but like just a little bit of time that has to pass before I can air the juicy stuff that everyone wants to hear. And maybe no one will care at that point, but I'm going to force you to care. I'm on a freaking high.
I love this energy, by the way.
I know, you really are.
You do?
Yes.
This is what exhaustion does to me.
It's a delusion.
Delusion? No, what's the word? Delirium.
Delirium.
Is that the word?
Yeah, delirious.
Yeah, not delusional. I may suffer from that at times, but then my sixth sense that Chris Medina says I have.
He's right.
Checks my delusionalism.
Delusion.
What? This is what you get when you finish filming at like 11 p.m. and you're completely like overly sensitized. What is it? I'm like sensory overload.
Yes.
To where like you get home, your unwind process is like an hour to 2 hours and you got to be up at 7 a.m.
I was about to say you had an early morning too.
And I had an early morning. So this is a unasham.
Are you allowed to talk about how filming's going so far or no?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, okay then.
Even a little bit. I wish, because you know I loves to spill the tea, but I am falling in line for the first time in my entire life.
We'll see how long that lasts though.
I want to first give our podcast a shout out because we hit best podcast of the year so far, critically acclaimed by Amazon Music.
Woo! I want to say congratulations to the both of you because I had nothing to do with any of that.
Doesn't matter. Does not even matter.
That's but amazing. I'm happy to be a part of it now.
We're happy for you to be here. We're happy that you're here.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Words are extremely hard today.
You're going to have a fun one tonight.
But, I have to film again tonight and it's going to be completely...
Are you even going to be there?
I think
mentally you're not.
Physically, yeah. I will be there.
Physically, you're going to be there. Quick question, because you brought up the podcast. We got a ton of DMs because we did a little teaser on the podcast page of the studio. Do you want to say anything about that or no?
I'm so excited about the new studio. Easton, you were there.
Yeah, no, it's unreal. It feels professional. Not that this doesn't, but that is a whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to remember that this space happened very quickly because we had a podcast space that was ours and we were feeling great about it. And then I left the relationship So Jessica and I had to figure it out. Like, we went from, like, we have nowhere to live. We're going to be podcasting from an Airbnb. Then we found the apartment. We started podcasting from there. And I was like, this,
there's so much noise. You guys had no furniture in the apartment for the first. I remember you guys were.
No, it was it was really hard to get furniture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys do the podcast, like, on the floor a couple of times?
Yeah.
In my bed.
I didn't make Jessica get in the bed, but I did have her sit on the bed.
It was good.
But to celebrate, the podcast has come very far, and I'm super proud of it, and we're happy to have you.
I'm very proud of you,
Ila.
But beyond that, like, Jessica stepped up to the plate in a really crucial time where it was like...
As she always does.
As she always does. Uh-huh. So I was really excited about, you know, that title from Amazon Music, because I love this podcast. I love everybody that comes up to me and says, I listen to it every week. Like, you guys are the ones that make it successful. Without you listening, this doesn't happen. So thank you guys for listening. I love you so, so much. You have been through thick and thin with me, like, all of the most intense and beautiful moments of my life, mm-hmm. in this world of Hollywood. So we celebrated by going to Cheesecake Factory.
We did.
At 4:30.
We went on too.
Okay, so this is Lala, Easton, Lisa. Who else went?
Landon. Easton's friend and roomie.
And he's in here right now.
Hey. Yes, he is. And we, and Ocean. Okay. Ocean went.
Is this an unusual thing?
We went two times in 3 days.
Yeah. We went on Tuesday and we went again on Thursday.
Tell us about your experience.
Great every time.
Well, great every time and never disappoints.
No. It's almost like I go there and I eat so I can get the cheesecake. I'm like, if I eat, then I get the cheesecake after.
I stuff myself to the brim and then fill myself further up with cheesecake.
No, it's not good because there's a cheesecake. Like, it's a really close.
People who live in LA know fabulous restaurants. If you're craving a chain restaurant,
Landon's
like,
over here,
good luck. You better go far into the valley.
Right.
But the Cheesecake Factory is right there.
I don't know what they're putting in there, but... Mm.
I know.
Their brown bread hits different.
Oh, their brown bread do hit different. So,
am I going to get hate if I don't get... I don't like the brown bread.
What?
All right, there. I shouldn't have said it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I'm just a white bread kind of guy.
Do you know what I used to do? This is disgusting. I used to take the brown bread and I used to ask for a side of their ranch because they're homemade ranch, and I would dip
Maybe
it
I'll
in
like the okay, I'll try that. Maybe I'll like the brown bread.
They have homemade
ranch. So you don't like the brown bread, you just like ranch.
Well, yes, exactly. Ranch is all my life. But the ranch is sweet, so I'm pretty sure they put sugar in it, but it's addicting. It's so good.
Oh, I'm doing that next time.
Yeah.
Have you had their tamale cakes?
No.
Okay, you have to get them.
Oh, my God.
Street corn?
You have to get that, too.
The street corn is on a different...
Do we need to do an episode from the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes. I want to do it in the Cheesecake Factory. Please. And then Lisa accidentally ordered... She wanted this, like, chocolate
I will say that I did order the wrong one, but the
No,
fact
you didn't. I looked.
Oh, so I didn't.
No. If you notice,
she made me...
They're tandemed.
Yes.
Tandem cheesecakes.
Because that's what mom said. She goes, that one. And I read it and I go, that's the one. So I ordered.
Right. So you ordered and it was in the back. But I was so happy that they made a mistake because it was so good. It was the salted caramel one.
And Lisa wanted the chocolate.
With like Snickers on it. Yeah, I was like what? Right?
Well, I don't want
to. You always want salted caramel. What are you talking about?
Who wants a Snicker bar with their cheesecake?
I don't think any of the cheesecakes are anything to turn your nose up at. I think all of them slap. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's cheesecake.
Well, I wanted to get Lisa on the podcast because after last week's, she felt the need to rebuttal, which she wants to rebuttal about her losing everything.
Which she still hasn't found anything.
But then at the Cheesecake Factory, she pays for us. We come down the elevator and there's our waiter saying, "You forgot your credit card, ma'am." And I looked at her.
And we were just talking about it,
just
too.
Just talking about the podcast.
And Laura
episode.
Goes, how ironic.
I was like,
what?
And now you see, because the day that she heard the podcast, which was Wednesday, what a nightmare. So Lisa and I were kind of like at each other's throats, to say the least. But that's just what happens. And what's tough is that, like, I'm me, right? And I can go toes. But you can't go toes with the bitch that taught you how to go toes.
Exactly.
She's always going to win the game, right? Which is extremely frustrating. So she had to go and get like a facial procedure done at Skin Tight Aesthetics. And I said, make sure you don't lose the keys. And she goes, another jab, another jab. And I was like, so when the credit card thing happened at yes. Cheesecake, I was like, do you understand? It's not a jab. Like, I'm legitimately asking you, like, please, I'm begging you with all I have.
And to get
don't
out of
lose the keys.
And then when we're talking about it, when we're leaving, and to for us just to not talk about it, she'll be like, oh, what cute hats over here. Just to deter the
that.
Conversation.
She does that.
When she can't win.
She did it today over baby names. What? I was telling her the baby name yes. that you liked the most.
Okay. Yes.
And she was like, I don't like it. I just don't like it. And I was like, Mom, you have to understand. Like, I like this name because of X, Y, and Z. And she's like, all right, Lauren. Oh, my gosh. Is this new? And I'm like, you're bugging me. And she goes, you're bugging me. I don't like the name. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to go insane.
If it doesn't pass Lisa, it doesn't pass anything.
So then why can't we get her on here to chat?
So we will get her on here. Okay. But Lisa has kidney stones.
Oh, my God.
So now yes. we can't. Yeah. So now we have to be extra nice after dragging her.
Poor oh, no. Lee.
Oh, I hope no. she passes them by the time this comes out.
Poor. Her pain tolerance is high.
No, it's high.
High too.
I don't know how she does it.
Is
no,
she walking high. Around and just
oh,
existing?
She's doing oh, yeah. stuff. She's babysitting.
She babysat Cruz for Jackson Britt.
Okay.
It wasn't for very long, but the pain started kicking in on Thursday, and Thursday night is when she had to go over to Jackson Britt's house because they were leaving so early Friday morning.
Yeah.
And she just finished watching him. So it's Wednesday today. She finished watching him on Saturday.
Wow. And yeah. she just...
She just like
hung
in. Had a heating pad. This will be her third time. And I'm like, we got to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
We got to drink some water. And she's yeah. like, I don't like water. I'm like, well you better, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, she put something Mio.
No, you want
to do something.
Perrier works.
Yeah.
She gets addicted to drinks. So like for a minute there, she was like very heavily addicted to like iced tea. Then it switched to Diet Cokes.
And that's
then
my.
Then it switched to Arnold Palmer's.
And this right there. It's like, I tell her, you got to drink water. And she goes, well, I've had like a couple Arnold Palmers. It's yeah. like, oh, this is yeah. not what I'm talking about.
But she also
about.
Told me that she looked on the can and Diet Coke has water. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
Shaking my damn head.
She's so funny.
Elastigirl in her ass off.
Elastigirl. By the way, I finally understood. I was thinking of like an actual rubber band. And you mean like from The Incredibles.
Yeah. Just stretching over, reaching for everything.
No, I was watching The Incredibles with Ocean the other day, and I was like, that's I think why Issa calls her Elastigirl, because she really can stretch far.
Yeah, no, she'll trampoline her way out of shit. She'll fucking you name it, she's doing it.
Yeah.
She'll get by anything, and she'll reach for some shit you didn't even know you had.
She'll reach.
I'm telling you, she knows the game well.
No,
no one does it better than Lisa B.
You've taken good notes.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Yeah, I'd say you've done well.
Because like I reach.
Oh, I
no.
don't think so.
No, just on
I
Lisa.
Think I make
just
sense.
Just Lisa being Lisa. You've taken good notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not reaching.
Oh, I
just
was going
to
say, like,
no,
I like
you can't
to
go
think
toes.
That I make
I'm,
sense.
I'm relaying it back to the toes. You can't go toes with the girl who taught you how to go toes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, there are times where Lisa and I will be watching TV, like a reality show, and Lisa Burnham.
It's always
this
gold.
Is like, I just, it's so, like the what comes out of her mouth, mm-hmm. I'm like, you are such a bitch.
Wait,
like,
what?
You fucking cut.
She, like, does. She goes for jugulars.
Jugular. Like,
give us an example.
So I'm not going to give you an example. But I will say, whenever she does it, I go, you should write that on their Instagram. Go put it in the comment section. Let's see what people have to say about that.
Oh.
No, she's like, it's insane.
There
I'm
needs
like,
to be a camera on her.
No, never. Because what happens is she's so freaking sensitive.
Yeah.
Just kind of like me. But I'm telling you, like, I wonder where the like zingers come from. Like when she watches something on TV and she's seeing like a girl be mean to another girl. Like, if she were there in real life protecting the underdog, she would put the queen bee to shame with her little little comebacks.
That's where you get it.
No,
Obviously.
Yeah.
No, and she's so good with tone and getting under your skin with it.
Oh, the best. Oh, the she's the best, Jerry.
I love when she just says, well, she's so subtle. So I no, don't, she is. She's so subtle, or she'll say something like a one-off, like a throwaway comment. And I'm laughing for like 45 minutes. No, yeah. Minutes.
She knows when and where to insert her conversation to steer it in a very great direction.
Maybe we need a Life with Lisa podcast.
Maybe we need a Life with Lisa television show, but just her in a room by herself.
It's still entertaining.
I know. It's so funny. My favorite was when she had just had her lips injected for the first time and gotten Kybella. Okay? And we're watching some reality show and she's like, oh, she has had so much work done. And I'm like, as opposed to the two of us. What the fuck are you talking about? Freshly Kybella'd and blowfish lips. Like, what are you saying?
But I wouldn't do like what she does.
I'm obsessed. Oh, no, she is the goat.
She is. You know? She is.
She makes my world spin.
She makes all of our worlds.
Yes.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
As we said before, we are going to have, I think in July, like starting like middle of July is when be in a studio, finally with video. I'm so freaking excited.
Now I'm nervous all over again.
Are you nervous?
We'll get through it. I'm always nervous. I was shaking at the beginning of this one.
Do you feel better now? Does it feel normal?
Yeah, every time I start talking, I ease in.
You know what's really so great about this, though, Easton? You're nervous and you're saying it out loud. And so now I think the friends who listen to the show can watch you and kind of like see how you deal with that. And like, they'll know in the video he's nervous at the beginning. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you have
And I want, even if I would like people to point it out too. I'm not afraid of criticism.
Or like if there's like, something.
Hey, you look different. You have more confidence. Like, that's the thing. But no, I get nervous. I feel like a lot of people do. I know you don't now because you've been in it for so long.
I always get nervous. I just pretend that I'm not nervous, which is why I'm exhausted when it's over because pretending is a lot.
I know. That's why I'm just like, hey, I have anxiety and I'm very scared right now. No. It's all out on the table.
Hey, admitting it is the first step right. in all things. No, but I learned because I guess when you start going from like strictly audio to video as well, that we have to be a little bit more careful with the things that we say. Mm-hmm. So on one of our pages, whether I think I'm going to post it on TikTok and we're going to post it on the podcast page on Instagram, which is the Give Them Lala podcast, Give Them Lala podcast, the Lala isms. So vagina will mean cookie. We're going to come up with a new word for the F word. And I want you guys to participate in this conversation to create the Lala-isms for what we want to say. But now that we're like big, big stars that you can watch as well as hear the audio, let's create the isms together. All right, let's create the community. I want your help. So I will post something on the podcast page, posting a word that I don't think we can really use on the podcast, and we're going to create a word together. Okay?
That will mean that, yes.
That will mean that. Like, I can't, if let's just say blow jobs, blowies, all right? We're going to come up with another term that's, like, equally as, like, cringy and seems hard, but, like, more stomachable to the outside world.
And it'll take a sec to get used to it, but this will be fun to watch.
It'll be very fun to watch, I hope. And I also, we're finally a formatted show. Did I tell you this, Easton? You were at the meeting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first segment of every podcast is going to be the breakdown of what's been going on, stories about Lisa, Easton, if he went out, found a hot chick, if I met a dude who's kind of a square, we're going to talk about it all. If Jessica wants to talk about how she's so happy, has a great guy, we'll talk about it, bitch.
I like it.
The second segment is going to be the reality segment because I'm obsessed with all things reality TV. Now, these are not hard and fast rules, right? If I ask you guys, because I want you to participate, by the way, Easton, I don't call my people fans. I call them my people, my friends. So I want my people, if I ask you for the second segment, like what in the reality space is like, what's everyone talking about? Tell me, and that's what we're going to focus on. But let's just say there's a TV show, like, for example, The Idol. Everyone's talking about The Idol. We can talk about that too, right? Mm-hmm. I have noticed the top two things.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA.
That everyone's talking about right now are, number one, Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian's feud in Dolce & Gabbana. Mm-hmm. What a bougie fucking feud.
I was just about I was reading it, and I was just like, they're just Elastigirl in for some news.
Wait, really?
Well, I was reading it, and it's like, okay, so you, from what I took from it, Kourtney's mad that Kim is profiting off of her styles at her wedding.
Have you seen Have you seen it all play out on the show? Have you guys been watching?
I watched the actual, I'm one episode behind. Okay. And this is the first season that I've actually watched
every single episode from start to finish. Yeah. So like I'm pretty aware of what's going on.
Okay.
I am not.
Okay. That's okay. That's why we love you, because yes. You are pretty, you're the average Joe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I loved what Bethany Frankel said, because she posted on her stories, like her take on the whole situation. She said, I'm team Kim, because here's the deal. Kim is the reason why y'all are where you are. Okay, so the one that is making the gold is making the rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, Courtney, they probably like threw you this big, great, amazing wedding as like a promo or whatever. Who the fuck knows? If you wanted to pay for it, you should have done something different and flipped the bill. All right, mm-hmm. You can't just do something and not flip the bill. Something comes in, you got to pay it.
Yeah.
They went to Kim because she's the biggest of all of them. People adore her. People look at her style and go, I want to wear that. She made the most sense. Right? Mm-hmm. I feel, because you've got Courtney, who's very on one end, where it's like, I don't think she really cares to be super freaking famous. I don't think she really cares about the glitz and the glamour. She just, at this stage in her life, wants to like be in love. Right?
And be a mom.
And be a mom. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure that she like had all these ideas in her head, and then a team came in, and I'm sure Kris Jenner was like, let's make it goth. Dolce goth. Or whatever, right? And I'm sure Courtney was like, I'm so in love with you, Trav. Sure, mom. Sounds good. And then you got Kim, who's like, don't care. Let's fuck this world up. Kardashian universe. Right?
I can't believe they have their own, like...
It's like two ends of the spectrum. True.
Right? I was on, I think it was on, like, E! Or some news outlet, and it's like, fashion, this, that, Kardashian. I was like, they got their own fucking...
They're link. An empire.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, they're an empire. Yeah.
And then I clicked on it, because I was interested, and I was reading, like, through three of them, and I was like, at this point, it's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. I kind of am obsessed.
They're very good at making people obsessed. That's what they're really good at. Well,
there's nothing more aesthetically pleasing to the eye than a Kardashian or a Jenner.
I can see why Rob got the fuck out.
Well, I'm sure he was just like, I can't get with it. You really, it takes a very special person. I mean, even last night when we were filming, it was a little chaotic for me. And I was like, I can't imagine this everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Like, it becomes a lot for a person. You have Kim, who's completely built for it. Then you have... So, she looked at the Dolce thing and just went, business. I love fashion, but I love a check. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think for Courtney, it wasn't so much about the Dolce thing. It was like, that was my wedding. And, like, I'm so happy. And it was, like, just this one thing you just, like, couldn't leave alone. Why? Mm-hmm. So I'm understanding both, because I love a sentimental moment, but I also love the chick.
Mm-hmm. And business. And Kim does say in the show, she tried to push it out a year, apparently. I mean, who knows what's true and what's not. But she tried to, she was like, it's too close to Courtney's wedding, this Dolce show. Let's push it out. And apparently they couldn't. I see both sides as well. I see Courtney being like, I mean, Kim's already a billionaire. It's like, can't you just not take this one thing.
But let's remember, she's a billionaire because she keeps doing cool things. You know?
But I see the other side too. It's like, that's iconic. It's a Dolce show and you're creative directing it. What, like, of course you're going to do that.
Of course you're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And she also, like, rejected a lot of the, like, 90s look, like the lace and things like that. And she did point out, like, I wore the Madonna Dolce, like, in 2018, and then Courtney wore it for her wedding, and, like, I'm not losing my mind over it. Like, I did reject a lot of things that went hand in hand with her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think about the overhead of these people as well. Like, no, I can't turn down a check because I got private jets to pay for. I just bought a new house for $200 million, making that shit up. But, like, there's a lot that these people are doing on a day-to-day basis where, like, they have to say yes to things to fund their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make X amount to pay for X amount.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't know who was getting... I know this on a very, very small scale when, like, you're doing a deal, right? And you're like, can't we just move it, like, a couple months? And slowly they get into your mind, like, but it's not exactly... Like, think about all the things you said no to. And, like, they start, like, buttering you up. And by the end of it, you're like, let's drop it tomorrow.
Right.
Like, right. You're right. It's not even the same thing.
Yes. that happens all the time with that kind of stuff. And that's probably what happened. Also, it wasn't that close. It was like months later, wasn't it? Like 4 or 5? I mean, I guess that's kind of close.
I think it was 4 from what I thought.
But time moves very slowly for me. So 5 months seems like an eternity. A lot happens in my life in 5 months. A lot happens in my life within a day.
Yeah, that's true.
So 5 months is like an eternity. You know?
It is.
And yeah. Kim K did like put the Car Jenners on the map. Like I would kind of just like give it a pass.
That's true. And it was great. It was beautiful. The show was stunning.
I know. I wanted everything. I wanted everything so badly that I got on Amazon to try and find copycats. I couldn't.
But I'm thinking about it. And I see Courtney's side a lot because then you start to see Kim doing it. And then you see what she did at the DMV. And it's like, okay, she's over the top on a lot of things.
But did you see that Courtney posted her DMV picture like onto her Instagram to show like zero glam, just walked in and I look like this?
No. What happened at the DMV? Can you fill us in?
The DMV, it was shut down for Kim. Mm-hmm. And she brought an entire glam squad. And then they had lighting for her. And they would take like a few and then show her. And she'd be like, I don't like that. Let's fix this, that, and the other. And then redo it until she got the one that she wanted. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were saying, first of all, the glam and the lighting is like so over the top. But you're also making these people sit there at the DMV after hours to wait for you to do that.
Yeah.
Second, who is asking for her fucking ID? Who is ever going to see her ID?
No, you
ID?
Have... You absolutely have to have an ID.
And like passport and,
but like,
you know.
Why do you need to look perfect in your ID who you're showing to TSA or, you know, like that? Who is, I'm not seeing it. Why does she need to look good?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Is seeing it. So you're pushing a whole lot of people for no one to see what you're doing other than people who are checking you into something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That is ridiculous to me. And that just on the, I can see where it's like, if you're doing that, I can see the Dolce & Gabbana thing being an issue for Courtney because she does do so many things that are so
right. You're
pocket.
Like, this isn't really about Dolce. You do this shit at the DMV.
Yeah, like, it's right. Like, I can see her only picking about the Dolce & Gabbana, but it's like, you're doing it for the DMV. You do it for probably a shitload of other things that isn't published.
Right.
But it's like, at what point do I get one moment that you're not just doing?
I understand that.
I get that point of like her being frustrated on like, okay, so you did it for my wedding. You're doing it to people at a fucking DMV. At what point are you going to fucking stop and look at other people?
Right. But at the same time, she's so like, she can't just roll into the DMV like a normal person.
Well, no, but I feel like.
And if you got a problem with it, stop hyping her up so much.
Yes.
If you don't want her to have to go to the DMV, like if you want her to go to the DMV like a normal person, then stop hyping her up so much.
She could never, exactly. She could never do that.
She could never.
And also, I think, yes, making the DMV people who work their wait. If she, I don't know, did she pay them? If she paid them all a little extra, that'd be great.
I could see her paying.
I have heard.
Okay.
I have heard that Kim K is the sweetest, kindest human and is so grateful for anyone who has come in contact with her. Now, again, this is like within our world or whatever, saying that she's like a very kind human.
Well, she prides herself on being that way in business. There's, like, she's never late. She never cancels. And she's always kind is what like she always talks about.
I've seen a couple of videos of her like on TikTok that maybe people have seen. But she's like teamed up with, there's people who like just get funds from other people to like give to homeless people or go buy them things that they need. And their Kim teamed up with him and she got him a car and he was a single dad. So she does do a lot that I've seen just even on TikTok. And I don't think she just does it for TikTok.
Well, a lot of people could say like it's because it's made public like that. But it's also, I think, you know,
everything
you're trying to
does.
Get an organization's name out there, you know, right. So yes, she is doing those things, but it's being promoted on a social platform to make other people like us aware of an organization that otherwise we may not know about.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, she's a walking billboard.
So I'm sure, I'm hoping, yes, she is a walking billboard.
Yeah, like wherever, whatever she puts on is, people are going to go and do.
Absolutely. She was wearing like denim freaking boots the other day and I was like, I need to go get denim boots. Where do I find denim boots? All right. No, I'm not even kidding. Who the hell would want denim boots? I do now because Kim had them on. All right.
That's so funny.
And then I put them on. I'm like, I don't look like him.
So I was going to say, a lot of people think that.
And then what is happening? And, like, oh, these and why did I like buy that. These? But I think I'm sure that the people who waited after hours that worked at the DMV got paid for their time.
And I'm sure maybe, hopefully, they had to approve it. So I think a lot goes on behind the scenes. Yes. Do I think it's extra and ridiculous? But it's the Kardashians. Most things they do are extra and ridiculous. And that's just their life and they're an empire. And hopefully, behind the scenes, there was extra money being paid to these people.
Yes.
They had to approve it. Like, hey, would you stay a few hours later for Kardashian? I have to assume
a lot goes into production. Right? Yes. Yeah. A lot goes into production, into the production of a show. Now, other shows like have much more maneuvering room than others. Like, I don't think the DMV would shut down for a housewife, you know?
Yeah.
But the royal family.
Yes.
Of America. Absolutely. They're shutting down. Like, it just, it is what it is. And I'll tell you what, if I had the means, I would also have glam.
Well, you're starting to think, how are they not having like a mobile DMV for like those type of people? They're everywhere in the, you know, Hollywood. It's like, how are, hey, I need one. The DMV comes to you, takes a picture, and then goes through.
I heard.
I mean, is that not?
I heard.
Through the grapevine?
Through the grapevine. That Al Pacino needed a driver's license. And because he didn't want to go to the DMV, they issued him one with no picture. I don't know if it's true.
Wait, so it's just an empty picture on it?
Just no picture. Just no picture, just a name. Just.
If I saw that, I'd be like, okay. I'm not going to say anything to him.
It's Al Pacino, man.
If anyone yeah. could do one. That, it's Al.
Go on through.
Oh my God.
I would have asked them, can you also put Scarface on there? It's my name. Right?
Al Scarface Pacino.
And then I put the date of birth and then legends, or no, legends never die. That is the birthday. Legends never die. I'm just, my birthday is infinite. Does that make any sense?
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Jessica and I had to go to the DMV together, and I was looking a hot mess. My relationship had just ended. Yeah. I had just made the greatest escape of my life, and I needed to go get a car, and I look at my driver's license, and I was like, not only is it from Utah, but it's expired. This is a problem. Jessica made us an appointment at in Glendale. We studied for hours on that test.
Studied.
Oh, you had to take the test again.
Oh, we roll up. We're prepared. Yeah. It was the first test I probably ever would have passed in my damn life. Okay. And they're like, you don't need to take a test. And I was like,
yep.
I can still
take it. Well, now you know the rules of the road.
I wanted to take it. We were quizzing each other in the car on the way. And we were like, yep, that's the answer.
Oh, poor Jess.
Yep, that's it. I was so confident. And then we show up and they're like, you don't need to take
it. Were you almost more like frustrated that they didn't? I would have asked for it. Like, can I at least take it?
No, that's when I really started truly believing in the universe. I was like, wow, after everything I've been through, they really threw me a bone here. Like, the universe does exist.
Such a small little tree, and it was made the day.
It made my whole day, and we were in and out.
We were. Glendale DMV, man.
I look a little dead in the eyes.
We take Glendale out.
Your photo, her
photo's
amazing. Mine is awful, and Lala's is like perfection. I was like, of course.
It is vacant, Jessica. I've got roots down in my eyeballs. I look so sad.
Do you have a photo of yourself on your Instagram updated just for like your people? Because I want them to see this new hair color. And
they've seen the hair color. They haven't seen it styled. Oh. I'm still not feeling like myself, but I am getting a lot of people being like, this is the look.
I do. I tease you because I do like this hairstyle the most.
You know what? Even if you didn't, nothing I can do about it.
Wig it up. You know?
It's like, you got to have the bangs because my hair's broken. Can't bleach it anymore. Or I'll have no hair. This is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course.
I want to start at the end of every podcast to have a ache of the day or the week. Let's say the week. And a relief of the week. Easton, do you want to go first?
I can start it off.
Start us off.
My ache of the week is my tailbone.
What happened?
I was over at your place and me and Mom were wanting to wash the cars.
Okay.
And I was so excited to show her do-it-yourself car washes. Cheaper. Budget.
Okay.
And I was really excited to show her, so I went to sit on the couch.
Mm.
The arm got me.
Well, you didn't
got me
see
good.
The
I was
arm.
Too excited. Too you were... So I sat down on the couch. I was going real fast because I was real excited. And the wood right in the tailbone.
I heard bruised. It. I was upstairs.
Yeah, you even go, what was that? And my ass.
Oh,
my ass.
No.
So that, and if you're asking for mental aches, that has taken the capacity of everything.
Okay. An ache is an ache, no matter what.
Gosh.
Whether it's a headache, a tailbone ache.
I know. I've been sitting sideways. Sleep's fun. Me and Mom just have...
Are the boys in a daze? Paul Wall. Sitting sad ways. Boys in a daze.
But you're talking about, like, if my nuts
no,
were involved
he
in the
did, he
accident.
Did, however, get a giant, like, whoopee cushion-looking donut.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a donut. I feel like I'm 85 years old. Or just... I just tell people I got a dick reduction.
A what?
A dick reduction. That's also a big ache of mine through the week.
Ugh. Wait, what's the relief? The donuts?
The donut's the relief of the week. I'm going to take it around and just start having people sign it. Like a cash.
You should. That is
this chair's different than the other one.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
All right. Who wants to kick it off next?
One time I hit my tailbone super hard in front of the entire football team in high school. I was trying to show off in PE and you had to like run super fast to the middle of the gym and then turn around and run backwards. And I just fucking bam.
Oh.
And every football player was like, oh, and I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
And you can't hide it because you're walking at a 45 degree angle backwards, clenching your ass cheeks.
The wind is knocked out of you.
That is so funny.
I feel your pain. Jessica, what is your ache of the week and relief of the week?
My ache of the week and my relief of the week. It's the same. I want people to hear me out because when I say my ache of the week, it's going to sound rude, but then it's also my relief.
Is it doing this podcast on a Saturday?
I was like, are we about to get attacked or what?
Because that is a fireable comment. No, I'm just kidding.
But you can't quit.
I am my sister's maid of honor, so I'm planning her bachelorette and her bridal, and it comes up next week. But there's a lot that goes into it. So anyone who's like, been the maid of honor and done the planning and all that, it's so much more than you would think.
No.
It's so much more than you would think. So I guess I could say just that's my ache a little because it's coming up. I'm obsessed with my sister, by the way, but it's coming up and it's just like a bit chaotic. But my relief of the week
is when it's over.
Well, I guess this isn't my relief of the week, but I'm just going to say it anyway because that's my ache. My relief is I get to fly home and see my family in a few days.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
For the bachelorette and the bridal shower and to celebrate Katie. So I it's all of that.
Oh, that makes me so. And Kyle's going, obviously. Yes.
No, he's staying.
Oh, because it's the bachelor, it's not the wedding.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, not
for me, it's all. I'm like, doesn't it happen back to back? Can you tell I haven't been to a lot of weddings? By the way, you should be grateful that you get to be a maid of honor. Did you know the best friends that I grew up with and had, I still didn't even make maid of
honor.
You
didn't?
For
you
didn't make the line.
Fuck you. Yes, I did. I made the line, just not maid of honor, which I'm totally fine with because I don't like that shit.
I'm grateful.
She doesn't like
no,
doing
I'm
what
grateful.
You're doing.
I'm grateful.
No,
it's
but
a
it's
lot.
Your sister. No, yeah. I can't even imagine. You're like talking about the food you ought to plan, the outfits.
Oh, I already
I'm
got
like,
anxiety.
I'm so tired. I need a nap, Jessica, and I'm trying to work today, so can you keep it to yourself?
Jess, you can tell me.
No, we're all here for you, Jess. You are seen.
You're right there.
My ache of the week would be beefing with mom, because that was very intense. And I would also say the ache of the week is probably picking up cameras again, because I'm PMSing and just the combination feels a little unhinged. So that would
Can't relate, but I get you.
That would be the ache of the week. But the relief of the week is that I think that Aunt Flo has almost arrived and I'm feeling much happier.
Good. Yes. Your energy today is the best. It's so positive.
What do you mean? It's the way every day.
It's the unisom.
So that would be my ache and relief of the week. You guys, this was so much fun. I'm sorry everyone had to come in on a Saturday, but I appreciate it very, very much. We're going to go into a long weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. That's another relief for all of us. A little, yeah, all right.
Yeah, now go do some little sparklers. Yeah,
drink some beers.
Celebrate. Yep, have a brewski and a dog.
Ooh.
Right?
Brewski and a dog. A glizzy.
Have a glizzy, glizzy and a dog. That's what I want. Well, what I hope you guys did, because this will air on Wednesday and the 4th is on a Tuesday. So, hope you enjoyed. Hope you're all safe. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.